When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of furious feelings and bitter bonding in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and we're picking up part two right where we left off, with special guest James D'Amato as Chadriel the Divine discovering that the Monster Hunters Club is in worse shape than he thought.
My mission was specifically phrased, help Susan Wexler get her life together.
And you know at this point, Chadriel, this group is Susan's life. And you realize in this moment, what your entire existence has been building towards is a good healing circle session and a series of group bonding exercises to bring them into unison.
Trust falls.
Yeah, let's do a ropes course or something.
No. I need you all to pair off with the person that you have the biggest problem with in your group.
Myself. Ooh. CEJ?
Oh. Really?
I mean,
wait a second. Did I not get a partner?
I mean,
Chadriel, I guess.
Everyone's going to end up with a partner. Nobody's going to be alone.
Okay.
I got Chadriel.
Okay, who has the biggest problem with me?
I think it's Adam who has the biggest problem with me currently.
Yeah, currently.
Okay. Jeez.
No, geez.
No, geez.
So the pairs are Adam and Shamanda.
Well, wait a minute. Crashly, CEJ, have you not admitted that you have a huge crush on each other yet?
Oh, my God.
We don't.
Oh, my
what
God.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you are just giving me all this shit about Dirk.
Sorry.
You two should definitely pair off. You two definitely need to pair off.
No, we don't, though.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? We are literally just friends and barely.
Oh my
god. Bro, do you remember when you got that ring?
Okay. Dude.
Yeah.
She's dead, dude.
You're paired off.
I have a girlfriend. For sure.
I have a boyfriend.
No, you don't, CJ.
That is insane. She's dead.
She's 12. I'm not
interested. I'm 14.
And dead.
And I'm
dead. Wow. Okay. Did I say more hurtful things or did I say pair off?
You didn't say, no, you said pair off. Right? Yeah, you said pair off, right?
Pair off.
Yeah, that was it.
And we cut forward to we see you two, we see the six of you in pairs. There's Shamanda and Adam, Crashly and CEJ, and Susan and Chadriel. Chadriel, you have the floor.
What we're going to do is we're going to use one of the greatest artistic tools that humanity has created, and that is...
improv.
Oh, no.
The Sega 32X console. You're going to be playing Shadow Squadron, a spaceship game where one of you is pilot and one of you is gunner, or Knuckles Chaotix.
Oh.
So pair off. Choose your game, and through playing the game together and learning how to collaborate, we're going to reach a greater understanding of ourselves.
Hmm. Well, Shamanda, do you want to play Shadow Squadron because you like to lie so much in the shadows?
Why don't we rock, paper, scissors for it?
Yeah, sounds good. Rock, what? Paper, scissors, shoot.
What'd you get?
What'd you get? You can see it. Look down.
CEJ, you're the dork. Which one do you want to play?
I'm the what?
The dork.
Oh, hey. You're right, Crashly. You're right.
I don't know about video games.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Crashly. Crashly, hey, you know what? Why don't you be player one? And I toss Crashly the controller and it just flies through her incorporeal body.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like talking is a problem, so we're going to communicate with each other through the game's exclusive.
And I think Chadriel, I think in this moment, even Chadriel is seeing, like, the video game is even too advanced. Chadriel's realizing, I need something even more remedial to deal with the distrust between these teenagers.
Oh, great. Look, our ship crashed, and now I'm dead, too. Thanks, Ashley.
Good God.
Sorry I didn't grow up with video games as my best friend.
And Susan, I'm curious at this point, when you're watching Chadriel do this, you're watching Chadriel, like, giving his all at this and everything and making things worse. And I just wonder what you say to Chadriel in this moment, because as we established, he was always a little too eager to help before, which is the whole reason he's here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you saying to Chadriel as you're watching these pairs bicker and scrabble with each other?
Hey, cowboy, you know, these teenagers, this is just kind of how they work through everything. And sometimes you just got to let the cattle run around and know that they're just going to come home eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for putting this in terms that I can understand.
These are good kids.
Susan, I've learned a difficult lesson in my time here, watching you grow and blossom without my guidance or interference. And it's that, generally speaking, you got it for sure. Mm-hmm. You and the people that you surround yourself with are destined to do great things. And while you haven't performed the greatest miracle of all, allowing the universe to continue uninterrupted, yet I feel like if all of this isn't pointing in that direction, where is it pointing? But it seems to me like, especially because you were all so emotionally negligent that Derek Pfeiffer exploded, it kind of feels like someone should be helping you. And I really hope that person was me.
In this moment, I'm going to have Chadriel roll to deal with the feels again.
Okay.
We're going to see how this landed. So roll plus weird.
That is only a 6.
Wow. Okay. So Susan, you are going to rebuff Chadriel. This does not land well for you at all.
Oh, no.
How do you react to Chadriel saying all of this?
You know what's so funny is right before we walked into this portal, everything was fine. Everyone was a team. Everyone was laughing at one of my jokes.
God, that joke was so good.
I'm just thinking about it, man.
And then you come in here and start talking about negligence and that we've let each other down, and you just stirred everything, and I'm sorry to say this, into a poo-poo pie.
Wow.
Wow. Strong imagery there, Susan. That sounds like a vastly unpleasant pie.
And Chadriel, you are going to take an emotional condition from this.
Oh, no.
As she cuts to your core, which of those are you taking? Are you afraid, angry, guilty, dejected, or insecure?
I am going to go with, angry, actually.
Great. I love it. Ooh, yeah, you are angry. And what does Chadriel, the angry angel, do in this moment as you're accosted in this way?
No, Susan, you listen here to me. You never accept help. That's always your biggest problem.
Hey,
throughout every
true.
Cycle, Susan's got to be independent. Susan can't get along with Barb. Susan can't allow the very qualified and mature teenagers around her to take charge and risks once in a while.
Thank you.
Susan can't accept help from the angel who chose her from the sacred chore wheel and therefore must help her get her life together. Susan, you gotta realize that the reason that that's a chore on the wheel is because your life isn't together, actually.
Oh, you just...
You're growing and learning. It's a process.
I'm gonna look to everybody, all the other kids, and like say, hey, you can't talk to Susan like that. Don't tell her she's growing and learning. She's sensitive about her age.
She tells that to us.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't get to yell at Susan.
Yeah.
No one yells at Susan. People yell at us.
Right.
Yeah, we're the idiots. Susan solves our idiotic problems.
Yeah. Yeah, we're dumb.
Guess what? We're the dumb punching bags in the way of Susan Wexler. So if you got a problem, yeah, you can push us around. You dweeb. You know what? You're not even that. You're not even that hot.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I know.
I take the bolo tie I'm wearing and I snatch it off. I say, I will never emulate someone who yells at Susan Wexler. She's the pinnacle of excellence.
Wexcellence.
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 Susan, how are you reacting as you listen to these kids, like, you know, back you up in terms of being like, Susan Wexler doesn't need to learn or grow or change at all. She's perfect exactly the way she is, while you are still feeling this intense guilt in this situation. And, you know, your ex, Chadriel, just laid out what he believes to be your central flaw.
You know, I'm sharing two brains up here in the old noggin. One big warm fuzzy that the kids have stood up for me in this way, but I'm still feeling that guilt of like, yeah, he kind of hit the nail on the head with me. And that doesn't feel great, but I can't let him see that either, because there is just, you know, my third brain is just an angry bear at all times. And so I think I'm just going to be like, thanks, kids. And guess what, Chadriel? The Wild West only lasted for like 30 years.
I mean,
it died out quicker than I outlived the Wild West in time-wise. Barely, but I've done it.
Susan, I've really got to emphasize, you're in a very unusual loop right now. Just like a super way. Again, you should have a homestead, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Maybe you should fetishize a time period that isn't so toxically masculine. Come on, Susan, let's get out of here. And I'm going to use one of my new moves that I got from leveling up.
Whoa.
It's called Panic Button. And I can name a route to attempt to escape pretty much any situation.
Oh my gosh.
And then try and roll plus sharp to see if I can use it to get out.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. I love it. Yeah, roll plus sharp. Let's see what happens.
Poor Chadriel.
And what I know about all lids, freestanding or not, cowboy themed or not, is that they take their deliveries in the rear. And that means that there's got to be, okay, whatever, edit it. I don't care.
No, leave it.
That's got to stay.
Yeah, you know what? Put a reverb on it. I don't care. I'm sticking with it.
Rear.
Rear.
Remix it into a lo-fi beat.
And you know what? Yeah. Auto-tune the news on that. But I know for a fact that in this lids, there is a back door. Oh, God. All right. Through which we can walk out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where it's going to dump us, but I do know that
where the back door is going to dump us.
Okay. Crashly. Hello.
Roll plus sharp.
Okay. Nice. It is. Oh, hold on. Yeah. That is a 5.
Can I help him?
Yeah. Let's help.
Yeah. I'll help too.
I'd like to help.
Yeah, somebody
out.
Can try yeah, to help. Help. Who's helping here?
I think I know how to get around a lid since I've been banned from them all.
Okay.
Also, if Adam can't get into the lids to use the escape route, I am fine leaving him here.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Adam, roll plus cool. We see what happens here.
Yeah, well, now I'm angry, so also my cool's a little lower.
That's right.
Okay, so isn't 8, but -2, it is a 6.
So, you do not assist at all. You expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. And with panic room, CEJ on a failure, what happens is on a miss, you are caught halfway out.
Okay.
I think what happens in this moment is CEJ is saying all of this, confronting him. And then CEJ is just like, to the lids, book it. And you all start to race over there as Chadriel is sort of caught off guard. You all run into the lids. The lids is bisected by just like a wall of force. And you see the rear exit of the lids, but you cannot reach it. Adam, you are trapped.
Oh.
Like you are trapped in the doorway of the lids.
Guys.
You are just completely stuck. And Chadriel, returning to his more angelic form, comes and appears livid there in between you all as Chadriel, you experience these humans who you are trying to help again rebuff you, belittle you, and try to escape you rather than even acknowledge growth or an attempt to heal or anything that follows the values of any true himbo.
Tyler, can I ask something? Mm-hmm. Would you consider this fighting a monster? Could I use the power of heart or no?
Yes, you can.
So then I'm going to use the power of heart and I'm assisting and automatically it's as if I rolled a 10.
Well, then that changes things quite a bit.
Sorry, I should have said this earlier.
No, that's totally fine. So see, EJ, then you're going to be able to re-roll one of your dice.
Nice. I think we've rolled them since then, but I think there were a 3 and a 2. So I'm going to re-roll the 2.
The math is right.
Oh,
damn.
Is it a 2?
Is it a 1?
No, it's a 1 now.
Oh, yeah. So the same thing happens, though. In this moment, Adam Miller, you are not stuck in the doorway. You are still outside. The ban on the lids supersedes even a complete success roll. This is a fundamental nature of the universe at this point.
Jeez Louise.
So you're not able to get in, but you're not stuck inside. But you watch as you're watching through the open doorway, unable to assist as you watch Chadriel, the flaming himbo angel, just land furious inside the half of the lids that everybody is trapped in.
Everyone run!
Chadriel, what are you doing in this moment?
Okay, I didn't understand a lot of the things that you said, but I did understand that many of them were intended to be hurtful. Okay? And I feel like that's exactly the problem. And I would like to request, because Alan's character is supposed to be like kind of half in, half out.
Yes.
Right? That's...
Yes.
It would be kind of cool if like just his body was like out and his head was like stuck here.
I love it.
I just think that would be funny.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Only so his body has escaped into the entrance in the rear and his head is still stuck here in the lids. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great. That is absolutely what's happening. And see, EJ, you feel something nibbling on your feet.
What the heck? Hey.
Like pulling at your clothes.
Hey, stop.
But Chadriel, this is your moment. Continue.
Listen, I understand that failure is an uncomfortable thing. It's something that I, over the process of many loops of hundreds of years, have had to process as I have watched the remarkable and resilient Susan Wexler live a life without me intervening, wherein she grew up to be a really fantastic woman who surrounded herself with mature, intelligent, and caring people. Okay? That can be hurtful when you think of it in terms of that success was supposed to be my success. But if you divorce your ego from it, I think you'll find you're happy for Susan Wexler.
I want to deal with the feels.
You are? Okay, what are you saying?
I do. I want to say, Chadriel, listen, gosh, you are very, very handsome. So it's like hard to talk to you. But I want to say—
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It sounds like you're hurting inside. And I'm actually really, really good, again, like culturally with angels, like talking to them when they're sad. So I just want to tell you that, like, you're a good angel. And, you know, even if you didn't get to help Susan, like maybe the stuff that you did before, like, helped her anyway. Like maybe the time that you were together had a whole effect on the rest of her life. So maybe you can think about like that butterfly effect. And so you do matter.
Crashly, you know? Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my weird is so stunted right now.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty insecure.
Yeah, no, I got a
Can I help Crashly with
Absolutely,
that?
You can attempt to help. So, Shamanda, what are you saying in this moment?
I'm saying, you know, people come into your life for seasons. And even if you feel like you may have been jilted on the experience, you have to just be happy that you even had the time with them, period.
Okay, roll plus cool.
Oh, gosh, I rolled 7 plus cool. Oh, God, my cool. So 5.
No. Actually, 4. These dumbass teenagers.
Damn. All right, I'm going to step in. I'm just going to step in and say, you know what? I can tell this isn't landing, but I love everything they're saying. And you know what? Chadriel, I think if you really look at it, the reason that you're trying to trap people here and help us is because you're trapped here and you don't understand why.
Ooh, snaps.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm just going to like walk over to him and say, like, you were always there for me. And I started to take that for granted. And I felt like if you were always there protecting me and making things right, I was never going to be able to stand on my own two feet. And, you know, I've just kind of kept moving and shaking and thinking. But if I look back on it, you're the reason I am who I am today in a big way. And I like to think I had an impact on you here, but I'm also the reason you're here.
Okay, that would make it so that you had an impact on me here for sure. When you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, and I melded kind of like a more like beautiful, like emotional way and not so much the physical trapping, but.
And yeah, and I think, so Chadreel, you believe that Susan accidentally trapped you. Is that correct?
Yeah, or I believe that it was just like a happenstance that Susan couldn't prevent.
Okay, so I can make it more clear. So I'm just going to be like, the reason that you're here and trapped here wasn't an accident.
What?
I did this.
I'm confused. Specifically instead of generally.
Right. And it is confusing. I needed some space.
Uh-huh.
And I needed some time.
Okay.
And I've had that now. And I hope that you can forgive me.
Well, Susan, of course I could forgive you. What did you do wrong?
I trapped you here.
Oh, because you needed space and time.
Because I needed space and time. Do you remember when I was like, please go to the store and get me a lot of salt? I'm making scones.
Yes, I do. I do. And
there's
I thought,
no salt
oh, that's
in scones.
Yeah, yeah, that's too much salt to be in a scone. So you're saying that instead of having a conversation with me about the ways in which I was smothering your life and being too much of an interference in your affairs, you decided to trap me eternally into an extra dimensional space.
In my defense, uh-huh. We also had that conversation multiple times.
Okay.
The way this is going, I want to see. Susan, so we are going to have you roll plus weird. The other thing that did take place because of the kids' failed efforts to deal with the feels a moment ago, mm-hmm. Chadreel, you did take an additional emotional condition at that time. So you have already been yeah. angry. What is the other emotion that you're
the other
currently
one,
feeling?
The other one is guilty because great. I can feel that like, yeah, even my attempts to help now with all that I have learned over watching hundreds of different cycles, I'm still screwing it up.
Yeah. And in this space, then, while Susan is coming clean on this, Susan, yeah, this is going to be a roll plus weird to deal with the feels.
Okay, yeah. And I think before I do, I'm going to say, and you know what? I think it's time that you stop focusing on me and start focusing on yourself. Oh, shit. God, what is with the dice today? I got a 5.
Oh. We are not with it.
It is so beautiful.
Okay, is anybody attempting to help in this moment?
Yeah, anybody?
Well, actually, let's check in. Adam, are you shouting anything from outside the lids?
What's going on? Holy shit, he's got Virtua Fighter. 1 second.
So does that help me, Tyler?
No, absolutely not.
Tyler, here's a question. Do I hear anything Susan says or no?
I think you can hear everything, yeah.
Yeah. Susan, you got this.
Thanks, but bud.
But I am playing Virtua Fighter.
Okay, great. Yeah. So Adam Miller, you got a roll plus cool on this.
Oh my God.
I do love that Adam Miller's is that he can see and hear inside of lids, but never
it's awful. It's completely awful.
I'm really worried about lids corporate and like the fact that their bans are so pervasive.
Yeah.
Tyler, I rolled my highest roll yet.
What did
7.
You? Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So,
damn.
On a 7, that means you do help out. So, Susan, you get to re-roll, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger, which I'm going to hold on to. and reveal in a moment.
Is that for me or her?
You, Adam Miller, are exposed to trouble or danger.
Okay.
So
okay. That's happen, but that changed mine to a 9. So
okay.
There we go.
That was worth it.
You got this, Susan.
Yeah, Adam Miller, you lose Virtua because it's on the arcade. Like, there's like an arcade. It's pressed up right against the lids.
Yeah.
And as you're going to start playing it, you take a shock.
Ooh.
Because it's touching the building you're banned from.
Tyler.
What?
I think I, out of anger, I hit it really hard and I maybe break the 32X.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Well, that's okay. That's a Saturn that Virtual Fighter would have been on if I believe I'm getting my consoles yeah. right. Saturn, not as good as the 32X.
I mean, I think
the
there
greatest
is a,
piece of
I think there is a version on 32X. So,
yeah.
We'll say Saturn. No, the 32X.
Yeah, you break the 32X. And Susan, in this moment, you're watching Chadriel start to like really flare up as apparently the thing most important to Chadriel in this space is broken by Adam Miller. You can help Chadriel in this moment, but you need to either admit something embarrassing or make a bold gesture.
I'm going to go over to the corner and sweep away the salt circle.
Wow.
That apparently Chadriel hasn't seen in the millennium, but that's okay. You know, when something's in your house so long, you're like, well, that's always been there, you know?
That's structural.
Yeah. And so Chadriel, as you are getting more and more worked up, you're around all these emotional teenagers who are not taking care of each other, not being honest about their feelings and just making things worse. And you're feeling angry and guilty. And at this point, probably afraid because you're losing access to your 32X.
Mm-hmm.
In this moment where you all of you present feel the like kinetic energy of this place building in a way that feels like being outside of a nuclear bomb as it's about to get ready to go off into that space and into that pressure cooker situation, Chadriel, you feel something dissipate. It feels like just one link of a net is cut and you can feel the net start to slip away and you feel mobility that you have not felt in infinite amount of time because of all of the loops that you've been in.
Yeah.
And you feel you feel the binding slip away as Susan cuts that circle of salt.
I think what it is, we see inside Chadriel's mind. And the thing about angels, they don't think dimensionally the way human beings think. It's more advanced, more refined way of thinking because we can see inside his mind. It is exactly like Knuckles Chaotix, the premier Sonic game on the 32X.
Hell yeah.
Wherein Sonic characters, it's a two-player intended experience where you have two Sonic the Hedgehog characters who are linked together by the power of a power ring, and they pull on each other and tug in opposite directions to create momentum that allows themselves to power themselves over various obstacles. And so throughout this experience, this horrifying experience of being trapped here, of realizing the person that he's dedicated his life to and his work to actually doesn't need him, and all his attempts to like soothe the struggles between this group has created more tension, he realizes that it's just like playing Knuckles Chaotix, where the players are just pulling each other apart, when really, if they stop resisting and come together, that's where the power and momentum is created. And at the cutting of that summoning circle, he is now like metaphorically and really cut from the task of overseeing Susan in the way that he thought he was supposed to. This is the first time this has ever happened in the many hundreds of cycles that he has been through watching this group and cheering for and hoping to help this group. And that provides him the momentum that he needs, that provides him the clarity. He looks around with multidimensional sight, all of the eyes and fire blazing in his many abs and biceps. And Tyler, I would like to roll a soothe.
I love it.
Ooh.
I would like to provide this group, and again, Tyler, this I would like to amp this move up. And with your permission, I would like to do a soothe sort of at the entire group.
Whoa.
And if it is successful, you know, we'll be able to sort of wipe the emotional slate clean and help them all calm down. And if it is unsuccessful, I would like it to just be a miserably sort of chaotic experience that makes everything worse.
I fucking love it. We're on the same page.
Oh, the real stinker.
Cool. Amazing.
Stinker.
Yeah. So roll plus charm.
Roll plus charm. One of my good ones.
Stinker sesh.
Stinker.
You know, your first guest has to be your worst guest.
Yeah. Tyler?
Yes.
That's a 10.
Oh! Yay! That's wow. a 10.
I could not be more disappointed.
No. I know. I'm going to read off what the move is for our friends at the table and those at home. Soothe. When you talk to someone for a few seconds, you can attempt to alter their feelings and calm them down to a nice neutral state. On a 10 plus, not only do they calm down, but they think you're all right. And so, Chadriel, what does Chadriel do to bring this sense of calm to himself as well as those around him?
Well, again, you know, we are seeing Chadriel in his mind is seeing himself as Knuckles the Echidna, a character that over hundreds of years playing the Sega 32X, he has really dissected and understood. And he is seeing them as Vector the Crocodile, a cool sort of crocodile character whose idle animation is just jamming out to listening to his headphones. And he sees them like, you know, tearing each other apart and the power between their power rings turning red, being the indicator that maximum momentum has built up. And so instead of pulling away from the group, he lets go and allows himself to spring back towards the group and takes all of like that goodwill and empathy, the thing that he has honed to like a unbreakable point within himself, and allows that to splash throughout the group.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this moment where you, as I said, it feels like a nuclear bomb is about to explode. You all are experiencing this. Your teeth are gritting. It feels incredibly dangerous. CEJ is still feeling something really scrabbling at his clothes while his head is stuck in this reality. In this moment, that bomb explodes. But instead of pain or fire or anything horrific, it is just truly like a love bomb. As in this moment, Chadriel takes all of that anger and all of those feelings and uses the power of Knuckles to self-actualize and share that with the rest of you. You all clear all of your conditions.
Wow.
All of them?
All of them.
Aww. That's so nice.
As Chadriel just gives of his own experience.
Chad feel.
And you all in this moment, I think you experience every playthrough of Knuckles Chaotix that Chadriel has played. And so it is like you experience the fear and the sadness and the loneliness that Chadriel has experienced over all of this time, but also then coming through the other side of it and realizing that without that, you wouldn't be the person you are. And without the experiences you had, you won't be the person that you become. And all of these things are wrapped up. And it is truly like, instead of watching an after school special, having it like mainlined into your veins and just getting to feel the feeling of it as you all look at each other through these new eyes of experience and empathy. And I'm just wondering in this moment, what do you all say to each other?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've been a little jerk. Just because I'm dead doesn't mean I'm allowed to do that. I love you guys.
I'm sorry, too. I've been riding my high horse for so long. I barely was in college, and I let it get to my head.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what I'm doing half the time, and I'm just glad that we can do it together. I'm sorry.
I accept all of your apologies.
I knew it. I knew it.
You see, EJ.
Wait, I'm not done. Wait. And I'm sorry, too. I know when things got overwhelming for me, I just kind of walked away. And I'm not going to lie. It was because I was afraid to keep going with you guys. But it's taken me a while to realize that it's not because of you or that I was afraid you would ever hurt me, because I know you wouldn't. So I'm sorry for acting like it was.
Oh, Susan is open-faced crying. Oh. And just pulls CEH into a group hug.
Can we pull him through the group barrier?
Yeah, I think at this point, it's like not even much of a... Like, you do. You guys go over, you grab him.
Thanks, guys.
You pull him through. And Chadriel, in this moment, you have released your chore from the chore wheel, because sometimes the chore is done, and sometimes you realize the chore doesn't need to be completed. And this is kind of a combo of the both. Like, you discover that the chore turns out that releasing it was what completes it, as you watch this group come together and everybody become the people that you had expected to be interacting with this whole time. And you feel your own freedom. You can go anywhere, do anything. What are you going to do in this moment, Chadriel?
Wow. Well, probably got to check out that chore wheel again at some point. Hopefully there's a chore on it that says clarify instructions on chore wheel, because it feels like that's led to a lot of heartache that's pretty unnecessary. But first, I think there's someone I need to go see.
Wait, Chadriel, before you go, can I ask you something?
Yes, CEJ.
What's through that back door of the lids? Because something was chewing on my legs and now they're covered in tiny bites.
Oh. Well, hopefully it wasn't the spider dimension.
Oh, that's awful. Okay, thanks, my man.
Well, I mean, hopefully.
Chadriel.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, how about one more for the road, bud?
Ew, Susan.
No, and I'm going to have him project, and I'm going to stick my elbow into his mouth and show us singing Vitamin C Graduation at a like dirty, dirty karaoke bar.
But is it still a piano? Cover?
The lyrics do pop up on the screen.
They're like misspelled. Lyrics are a little wrong.
Wow.
Well, I guess Shamanda, being so moved by this moment, realizing the friendship and the camaraderie and the open and honesty that she, and this new move she has is called Tune In. It's from the Spooky playbook. And because I've been texting Derek so much, I have this connection with him that I can attune my mind to a monster or minion to like know where they are. And even if I fail, the monster becomes aware of me. So I believe that we'll have a connection to wherever he is right now, regardless of how well or
absolutely
poorly I do.
Yeah, roll plus weird.
6 + 2 = 8.
Great. So yeah, you get to ask either where is Derek right now? What is Derek planning to do? Who is Derek going to attack next? What does Derek regard as the biggest threat? Or how can I attract Derek's attention?
How can I attract Derek's attention?
Alan, you tell us, how can Shamanda get your attention?
I think putting Crashly in danger will trigger my mission status, even though I like Derek believes that she's dead and gone. If we can find a way to like fake danger ghost Crashly, he'll feel it.
Yeah, we got to force him into his chore wheel. Okay. And then I turn to Crashly and I say, are you ready to get your boyfriend back?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to put you in danger.
She's a ghost, though. How do we put a ghost in danger?
Well, I have just the thing for that.
Yes.
I'm not going to need this anymore. And you can see, like, in the arms of this angelic form, he's carrying the cowboy flesh suit that he had.
Oh.
You can just put Crashly's soul in this.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Great. Yes. Yeah.
Climb in.
I'm going to climb in.
I grab one side of the suit to sort of help her like get in.
Yeah,
you grab like one arm.
It's like
and
a
leg.
Toddler. Putting a toddler into a onesie.
Oh my God. Amazing.
And Crashly, do you do it, Crashly?
Yeah, I do. And I like wiggle my fingies and toes.
Fingies.
Yeah, you are currently then Crashly in the body of a Hemsworth brother cowboy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Who's this? Who's this?
Shamanda, come on now.
Everyone be appropriate.
Oh, come on. Just take my card. I run a dojo. It's a big deal. You want to take a class?
Yeah.
That's Crashly.
Anybody can get it, Adam.
Yeah, no, I'm Crashly.
Crashly, this is how it felt when you objectified him.
And with that, Chadriel, I think your work being done, do you release them back to their where they were intending to go all along?
Yeah, I think, well, like, Chadriel doesn't have that power.
Sure.
Oh.
The thing that he tried to explain earlier is bringing you in here is one thing, but...
You're right.
The hairs and strands of the universe, like, it's random when he would be able to release you, but as it so happens, at this moment, those strands cross over, and a portal opens back up. To the place that you're intending to go.
Yeah. So, Crashly, as you climb into this, your new cowboy body,
mm-hmm.
You all watch as a portal opens in the edge of the firmament of this space, and you can see your original destination there. Only now you see there is, whereas before it was just a ghost town, now there is a series of massive black obsidian buildings built there, and you realize you're looking at the true current Barora, Nebraska. And Susan, you realize you have like a narrow window here in which you can move forward and get to the space that you're looking to be in. Do you have any final words for Chadriel before you leave?
Thanks for everything, old friend.
Oh,
thanks to you too, Susan.
Oh, happy trails.
So long, partner.
God.
Partner. I can never say it.
You did great.
Did the rest of you say anything? I assume with that, Susan starts to shepherd the kids through, to walk through. Do any of you have any final words?
Shamanda scoops up the bolo tie, dusts it off, puts it back on, says, "You all right, Chadriel? It's been good to know you. Thanks, man." And I give him a like an awkward one-armed hug.
Yeah, in that hug, like Chadriel like wraps one of his many biceps around Shamanda in turn and says, "I need you to know that through the hundreds of loops, you're a tremendous leader. And although you struggle from time to time, you always find your way out of it."
She just goes, like, totally. Thank you.
I forgot to say, be not afraid. be not afraid.
It was just like some nervous energy. And, I feel good about it. I'm like tingly all over. Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Chadriel, I was gonna lie and say that CEJ broke your 32X. But you're an angel, so you'd probably know that. I broke your 32X. And I'm sorry. And
Adam, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Admitting to your fault like that was very brave.
Really?
And that's the thing that's at the core of you. You're very brave.
Thank you. Also, I broke your Saturn too.
Okay, Adam, that's okay. That's actually okay. Because the Dreamcast is still probably fine.
I gotta go before I say anything else. Bye.
You know, I'm not coming back here. So, it's fine.
Yeah, I broke your Dreamcast.
And then Adam walks through.
Hey, Chadriel.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead, CJ. You go ahead.
Oh. No, it's all right. I'm trying to scoot out of here, actually. So, hey.
CJ, wait.
No,
wait.
It's
where
okay.
I'm going, hey, where I'm going, I'm not going to need this. And I think somebody worthy should have it. And Chadriel takes out a hammer, a divine hammer, and just hands it to CJ.
Oh, dang. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Nani Nani, and a yeehaw to you. And I,
yeah, that should be easy to lift as long as you're worthy. So
cool. Thanks, my guy. All right. And I spin on my heel and I walk out.
Yep.
Hey, Chadriel. I just wanted to say, thanks for finally making me a beautiful adult. And it turns out it doesn't change the way I feel at all. And it doesn't matter. I don't feel emptier or more full. I just feel the same. So that's good to know.
Well, Crashly Grenadine, that's because the only person who can make you a truly beautiful adult is Crashly Grenadine.
Wow. I have a boyfriend, so I have to go. But thank you so much.
If you have a boyfriend that talks to you like that, that's more of a mentor sort of adult figure thing, and I would be concerned about that. So I'm glad that your boyfriend doesn't say those things. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go save him now. And I just appreciate everything you did. Like, I meant it about the butterfly effect. You butterfly affected me. Wow. And I'm going to go.
Crashly walk through, and then it's just Susan and Chadriel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to use magic to, and it's small enough that if you think I need to roll for it, no problem. But
you don't need to roll for it, no.
Yeah, just like project a sunset, like, in his direction and the way I'm going, and just say, I think it's time for us to giddy up.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
And with that, Susan walks through the portal, and we see Barora, Nebraska fade away, but the portal remains. And Chadriel has this moment where, for the first time in so very long, Chadriel can leave. Chadriel, where do you go?
Yeah, the one place where someone needs my help, someone who I realize now has been hurting for a long time and probably just needs an empathetic hand to reach out. And so he flips through, and, you know, technology, generally speaking, because the cowboy universe is a proper universe, operates like a Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Where he just like flips through the various scenes of different spots in the universe. And we see Hollywood, California, and Ryder Strong sitting on set, like, beautiful, just stuffing his pockets full of craft services.
Oh, wow.
Chadriel steps through.
Yeah, and Ryder Strong immediately is like, no. And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
James, that was so fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
That was so fun.
You knocked it out of the park.
Thank you again to James D'Amato for being our very first, very incredible guest. If you'd like to explore more of James's work, check out the podcast campaign, Skyjacks, a folktale punk actual play set in a world inspired by the music of the Decemberists, the board game Illimat, and classic adventure fiction. Also buy James's books, the Ultimate RPG Guide series, with the newest entry, the Ultimate RPG Game Master's World Building Guide, and the upcoming Ultimate RPG Backstory Guide 2, available wherever books are sold. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, please join our Patreon for extra content, special deliveries, and a chance to show your support. Until next time, watch out for the spider dimension.
I could not be happier that Crashly is now in the body of an extremely handsome man.
Me too. I love it.
Goodness knows how long that'll last.
Off the flesh suit of an extremely handsome man.
I think you're like the naked cowboy in New York.
Yes.
Exactly.
They take their deliveries in the rear. They take deliveries in the rear. In the rear. Deliveries. They take in the rear. And that means they take their deliveries in the rear. In the rear.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.